Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Both Houses of Parliament hold a discussion on Union Budget 2024-25. Debate to continue tomorrow. New Delhi asks Ottawa to take action against anti-India elements operating from Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says stability in India-China ties is essential for prospects of Asia and the multipolar world. Government launches Model Skill Loan Scheme to provide education and upskilling opportunities to 25,000 youths across the country. Normal life disrupted due to incessant rains in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa. In Paris Olympics, Indian men's and women's archery teams enter the quarterfinals of the main event. Both Houses of Parliament held a discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Charanjit Singh Channi of the Congress alleged that the budget has disappointed people. He questioned the relocation of Dr. V.R. Ambedkar's statue in Parliament House. Mr. Channi said the budget has nothing for the people of Punjab who were affected due to floods. He also questioned the government on why the wages under MG Narega were not increased. The House also witnessed heated arguments between Congress MPs and Treasury bench members over some of the remarks made by Mr. Channi. Rebutting the allegations of bias against the budget, Sunil Tatkare of NCP said maximum development in his state, Maharashtra, took place during the NDA regime. Calling it a copy-and-paste budget, TMC MP Saugata Roy alleged that it is the most divisive budget in recent times. He also raised the issue of stalling the dues of the West Bengal government by the centre. Bejayant Panda of BJP termed the union budget as historic. He said the budget is wide in scope and deep in addressing the reforms that are necessary to take the nation forward. Hibi Eden of Congress alleged the budget has denied employment opportunities to the youth of the country. Alok Kumar Suman of JDU, Bastipati Nagaraju of TDP, Rajiv Rai of Samajwadi Party, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, Arun Bharti of LJP, Harish Yilmane of Shiv Sena, Malvinder Singh Kang of AAP, Sudhakar Singh of RJD, Mia Altaf Ahmed of National Conference, Raja Ram Singh of CPIML, CN Annadurai of DMK, Chandan Chauhan of RLD, and M. Malesh Babu of JDS participated in the discussion among others. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha during the discussion on the union budget, Randeep Singh Surjewala of the Congress raised the issues of farmers, the poor and unemployment. He said no provisions were made in the budget for waiving of farmers' loans. He also said the government is not providing adequate MSP on food grains to farmers. Raghav Chadha of AAP alleged that through this budget the government has displeased all sections of society. He claimed that the tax burden on the common man has increased and rural income growth is at a decadal low. He also raised the issues of inflation and unemployment. Devashish Samantrai of BJD alleged that the regional aspirations of the country have been neglected in the budget. Sanjay Yadav of RJD termed the budget as anti-poor. He said the budget is silent on employment and employment rate. Samirul Islam of TMC alleged that the budget is anti-people. BJP MP Medha Kulkarni lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has made ample provisions for Maharashtra. YSRCP MP Vijay Sai Reddy said the old direct tax regime was better and promoted savings among people. Tamil Manila Congress Mupanar MP GK Vasan hailed the budget, saying it has given a focus to infrastructure. Dr. Bhagwat Karad of BJP and Shanmugam of DMK, M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Rajni Patil of Congress, AAP MP Sanjay Singh, TMC MP Dola Sen and others also participated in the debate. Later, the Rajya Sabha took up special mentions in which members raised various issues of public importance. After that, the House was adjourned for the day. The discussion on the budget will continue tomorrow. New Delhi today asked Ottawa to take action against anti-India elements operating in Canada. Replying to a media query on reports that Canada has charged two people for threatening on social media to kill Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, that such actions are missing against those threatening Indian leaders and diplomats, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the ministry has seen these reports.
We've seen these reports. When a democracy adopts different yardsticks to measure or implement the rule of law and freedom of expression, it only exposes its own double standard. We expect Canada to take action against anti-India elements who have repeatedly threatened Indian leaders, institutions, airlines and diplomats by violence.
Speaking on the Bangladeshi protests, Mr. Jaiswal said over 6,700 Indian students have returned from the neighbouring country. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said India has received excellent cooperation from the Bangladesh government.
We've received excellent cooperation from the Bangladeshi government. Our High Commission has arranged for their safe and secure travel to the border crossing points or to the airport as the case may be. They also have several helplines. Both our High Commission and our Assistant High Commissions, they are operating 24/7 helplines. And all the people who are there are students and are nationals. They can reach out to them and they have been rendering whatever assistance that has been requested for. We are hopeful that the situation in the country would return to normal soon.
Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary launched the Model Skill Loan Scheme in New Delhi today. The scheme aims to empower the country's future-ready workforce. Under the scheme, education and upskilling opportunities will be provided to 25,000 youth across the country. Addressing the launch event, Mr. Chaudhary said under the new scheme, the loan amount limit has been increased to 7.5 lakh rupees, which was 1.5 lakh rupees earlier.
पूरे देश के लिए बहुत बड़ी उपलब्धि है, खासतौर से नौजवानों के लिए. माननीय वित्त मंत्री ने बजट के भाषण में जिस बात पे बल दिया और जिस योजना का उन्होंने जिक्र किया, आज उसी योजना से जुड़ी जो हमारी स्कीम है उसका उद्घाटन हमने किया. स्किल लोन पहले सिर्फ 1.5 लाख रुपए तक की सीमा थी, इसे 7.5 लाख रुपए तक कर दिया गया है. पहले सिर्फ कुछ ही सीमित बैंक की भागीदारी इसमें थी, आज जो RRBs हैं, शेड्यूल बैंक हैं, जो ग्रामीण देहात के क्षेत्रों में भी बैंक शाखाएं हैं, जो NBFCs हैं जिनका बहुत बड़ा दायरा, बहुत बड़ी पहुंच है, उनको भी इस योजना से जोड़ा गया है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with CPC Politburo member and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they both continued their ongoing discussions about the bilateral relationship. He said the state of the border will necessarily be reflected in the state of the ties. Dr. Jaishankar said India and China agreed on the need to give strong guidance to complete the disengagement process. Dr. Jaishankar said full respect for the line of actual control and past agreements must be ensured. Dr. Jaishankar said it is in our mutual interests to stabilize the ties. The minister said both the nations should approach the immediate issues with a sense of purpose and urgency. Dr. Jaishankar said the ability of the two countries to ensure that their ties are stable and forward-looking is essential both for the prospects of Asia and that of the multipolar world. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial tomorrow on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Divas. He will pay homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty during the war. The Prime Minister will also carry out virtually the first blast of the Shinkun La Tunnel project. Today, war veterans, relatives of defence personnel and local people attended a gathering at Lamushen Point in Dras to commemorate the historic win of the country in the 1999 Kargil War. Supreme Court Judge Justice Sanjeev Khanna has said Lok Adalats play a vital role in resolving disputes outside of traditional courtroom settings. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, Justice Khanna encouraged litigants to participate in the upcoming special Lok Adalat scheduled from the 29th of this month to the 3rd of next month.
We are very happy to announce special Lok Adalat being organized by the Supreme Court of India from 29th July to 3rd August 2024 to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court. Lok Adalats, or People's Court, are the backbone of our alternate dispute resolution mechanism. Lakhs of people have taken benefit of this alternate dispute resolution mechanism, which empowers the people themselves to decide the relief or the claim they have. And I hope and trust the advocates and records as well as litigants will take advantage of this move.
The biggest sporting event in the world, the 33rd edition of Summer Olympic Games, will get underway tomorrow with a glittering opening ceremony at Paris in France. The ceremony will be held tomorrow from 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time onwards. Ahead of the official commencement of the mega quadrennial event, Inter today started its campaign on a bright note, with the men's team clinching the third spot and women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal of the main event. We are now joined by our correspondent Shaurya Chaudhary, who is in Paris to cover the games.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ahmedabad has come forth with 81 points after a stunning exhibition of precision shooting here at the picturesque Invalid Archery Arena, a picture postcard venue with a historic war museum in the vicinity. His arrows found the perfect 10 mark 39 times with 14 bullseyes as he battled a tricky wind blowing from both directions and a searing sun. Veteran Tarundeep Rai finished on 674 points to come 14th after a consistent display, while Praveen Jadhav came 25th as the team finished a magnificent third to canter to the quarterfinals. India's total was 2013. Earlier, the women's multiple Olympian Deepika Kumari was joined by Bhajan Kaur and Ankita Bhakat, who came 11th to take the Indian women to 4th place and a place in the quarterfinals as well. Indian women scored a total of 1,983 points. Meanwhile, the unique opening ceremony of this year's games will be held tomorrow. I should also remind you there was a world record in the women's ranking round, with the Korean archer coming, managing the world record. Meanwhile, the unique opening ceremony of this year's games will also be held tomorrow. The first will be held outside the stadium in the game's storied history, and this will take place on the River Seine. The athletes' parade is in fact scheduled to be held on boats in a ceremony that promises grandeur and a lot of firsts. In other sports news, three-time Grand Slam champion Britain's Andy Murray has withdrawn from the Olympic singles competition. He will play in the doubles, though, in what will be his last tennis event. So, lots of action here, just opening day, and in fact, this is not the official opening day either. The opening ceremony takes place tomorrow, and all the events will gather pace as the event goes on.
Thank you, Shaurya, for that update. Due to incessant rainfall in Maharashtra, especially Mumbai, Pune, Thane, Raigarh, Palghar, Kolhapur and Sangli, dams and rivers have overflowed, compelling the opening of dam gates. This has led to flood-like situations in many low-lying areas and regions near the dams. We have more from our correspondent.
The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Pune, Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Satara, predicting heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in isolated areas till tomorrow. Amid the relentless rainfall, several districts in Maharashtra are facing significant disruptions to daily life. Schools in various districts have announced holidays for tomorrow. Four people have lost lives and 12 are injured due to rain-related incidents in Pune district. Army and NDRF carried out a rescue operation in Ekanagar area of Pune city. Many trains between Pune and Mumbai have been cancelled for today and tomorrow. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde urged citizens to leave their homes only if necessary. Shailaja Tivle, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Normal life is also affected in Konkan and Goa due to rains. Gujarat has witnessed relief from incessant rains, rain intensity significantly reduced in flood-hit Saurashtra and South Gujarat region. However, normal life remained affected due to waterlogging at several places. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament hold discussion on Union Budget 2024-25, debate to continue tomorrow. New Delhi asks Ottawa to take action against anti-India elements operating from Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says stability in India-China ties is essential for prospects of Asia and the multipolar world. Government launches Model Skill Loan Scheme to provide education and upskilling opportunities to 25,000 youth across the country. Normal life disrupted due to incessant rains in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa. And in Paris Olympics, Indian men's and women's archery teams enter the quarterfinals of the main event. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.